John Moenkel down to the infield here at the Class 2A State Qualifying Track and Field Meet in Grundy Center. And joining me right now is Spartan Junior Judd Jarovsky. Ends up being a second place finish here in the Open 200, but you got the job done, did what you needed to do to get to state. How are we feeling about this race here tonight?
I thought it was pretty good. Obviously, districts is a tough meet, running four events. Hopefully, state's better with the schedule. Throughout the 3 days, you're more fresh. So that was the goal. Run as hard as I can, try to get an auto qualify. I mean, I was seated second, got second, so not happy, or not mad at all.
Mm-hmm. So took care of business there. I know you got the 4x4 later tonight. Other events here today, how are we feeling about those?
Sprint Med went well to start the meet. Got first, was able to automatically qualify. I think we got a great group of guys there. And then 4x2 won as well, so really happy with both those races so far. And even the 200, so going good so far.
How do you think your guys' training puts you guys in the best position to be successful this time of year, to kind of peak at the right time? What is it about your training that helps you guys out in that way?
I think we're really focused on the health of everyone's bodies. We know, like, Monday this week we didn't hit it too hard with some of our better guys, and I think we push each other in practice with so many guys that can run at such a high level. Push each other all the time in practice, and that really helps us coming down the stretch.
Mm-hmm. And for you personally, I know it's a really busy time of year with golf and stuff like that, coming off a conference title, a sectional championship as a team yesterday as well. How do you kind of balance it? How do you kind of keep everything in line doing the dual sports here?
I mean, I love it. It's more meets than practices, and all for the competition. So it gets busy at times, and balancing schoolwork is sometimes hard, but I'm just trying to – I know that – some of these guys need me out here, and some of my teammates need me on the golf course too, so just trying to participate in everything that I can.
You bet. And when it comes to next week, you guys have a ton of events that are qualified down there. What's the vibe around the team, knowing that you guys are going to have a good chance to do a lot of damage and probably place pretty highly as a team down there next week?
Yeah, I mean, I think we put ourselves in a great spot. Usually we are able to take care of business and do that here at the district meet every year. We definitely got some unfinished business last year. I mean, second place podium finish in the 4x4. I wasn't a part of that, but I know a lot of guys are hungry and got some, like I said, some unfinished business. So looking to do some damage down there and yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, and we'll catch you down there next week.
Thank you.